Tov. It almost Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos is the yard site of the Svat Emet. So we'll say a good little story about him today and a quick halacha. So in 1907, a war broke out between Japan and Russia. And unfortunately, many Jewish souls were being drafted to the Russian army, which basically meant spiritual suicide because it was very hard to keep Shabbos and kosher in the Russian army. So everyone was lining up by the Rebbe, the Svat Emet, in order to the Rebbe should daven that they should get out of it. So there was one particular Yid who the Svat Emet noticed was very gentle, and he comes into the Yechidus with the Rebbe and says, "Rebbe, please pray, I don't want to go to the army." And the Rebbe looks up to the heavens. He goes to his closet and he gets him a book about Brit Milah. And he says, "Learn this sefer in the Russian army. You'll be a strong soldier." And the guy says, Rebbe, I don't want to... And he's already up to the next person. Years later, this boy is fighting in the Russian army, trench warfare. It's disgusting conditions. And a general comes in one day to check the barracks. And the commander says, "Yeah, everyone's kind of a messy soldier, not so impressive, but there's one Jew. He keeps everything really nice. He always cleans out his rifle." So the commander comes in to say, "I want to meet with this Jew." So he goes to the Jew and says, "Hey, Jew." And he takes out a little pistol. "Do you keep kosher?" And the Jew knows better than telling the truth, but he tells the truth anyway. He says, "Yes, I keep kosher." And he says, "The Tsar wants you to eat well. Are you going to start eating everything in the army?" And the Tsar said, and the Jew says, "No, I'm a servant of God." He says, "Jew," and he puts a gun in his heart and says, "Do you work on Saturday?" And he says, "No, I don't work on Saturday. It's Shabbos." And he says, "I could kill you right now." He says, "I'm a servant of God. I'm not a servant of the Tsar." And the guy takes the gun and he puts it away. And he says, "Good, because I just had a child, and I'm Jewish, and I need a mohel. And I'm not very religious, but I know one thing, that a mohel has to keep kosher and keep Shabbos. Do you know how to do a brit milah?" And the guy says, "Yeah, I know how to do a brit milah." And Gevalt, he ends up taking him in, and he does the bris, and he gives him civilian clothing, and he becomes one of his people, and he ends up letting this Jew free in the schus of the Heliga Sfas Emes, who had eyes to see the future. Just one halacha, as a halacha that in Kiddush Elav Makom Suda, which means that when we do Kiddush, we should ideally have bread, because that's a meal and an own egg. But if you don't have bread, then you can have mezonos. And if you don't have mezonos, Mishnah Berurah writes, in a shatat chak, you can have either a revius of wine, if you're the Mekadesh, or possibly fruits. But ideally, you should have Kiddush in the place where you're sitting, not somewhere else. And either wine or ideally mezonos to be mekayim in Kiddush Elav Makom Suda. Anybody wants? We're going to learn some fun parsha taita and breakfast. Everyone's invited in the back.